that when the temptation, the trials, and the opposition from the enemy come, you won't panic, you won't be afraid, you won't throw up your hands in despair, but you'll lift up your voice and put him in his place. Because you're not guessing, you're not just hoping, you are doing from something you know. Did you hear what I said? Now, how many of you sitting in this building today with me? I believe everybody, whether you drove your automobile or where you rode with somebody, but you got here in a vehicle, didn't you? Now, when we get ready to leave, I won't have a lot of people going, "Pastor, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. I just don't know where this key going to work in this automobile. I know I drove it up here. I just pray for me, Pastor, pray. I got to get home. No, you ain't going to say a word to me about that key. Why? Because you don't even give it a thought. You're fully persuaded, fully convinced that when you put it in an issue or you push a button like some of them just have the key and throw it over in the thing and put your foot on the brake and push your button and it'll start up. They got all kind of gadgets now. Stand outside, push a button, and you're not even in and it'll start up. But you're not going to come to me and began to say, "Oh, Pastor, pray, I pray. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get home. I don't know if the key or what." You don't give it a thought, do you? God wants us to get to know him better than that. That when the devil shows up, some kind of sickness shows up. And can I just talk to y'all for a few minutes? When some kind of sickness shows up, some kind of opposition shows up, some kind of financial problem shows up, some kind of family problem shows up, and you know we have, if we live, we're confronted with that. Right? That we don't panic, but we do what? We have inside information. What is inside information? We got Bible knowledge. And we know what to do. And we won't just try to do something. We do exactly that because we know what to do, because we know that it worked. Why would you never ask your husband or wife, either one, if you come in separate vehicle like sometime we do? I'm about to get my key out the basket. Reason why I'm saying basket, because that's where we keep most of our keys, in the basket. On the bar. I'm about to get my key out the basket. Pray, honey, agree with me that it'll work when they get out there. You never think of it. I tell my wife every morning I get up. I'm trying to make this as simple as I can, but be profound at the same time. I tell my wife after we finish at the house, I say, I'm going to my office. All right, sound system, you better straighten up and fly right. In Jesus' name. We ain't got time for this. I tell her, I'm going to my office. Honey, you reckon that key gonna work when you get out to your vehicle? She never says anything like that to me. She said, okay. And then she might say, like Jarvis would say when he was real young, "Are you going to your office? Are you going to your office?" And here's my whole point. When we get to know Jesus in our spirit, that's what I want to talk to you about in connection with faith. When we get to know him in our spirits, get that word inside of us. So we like to feel good, but we like to leave our feeling with our emotion in the emotion realm. And it won't last long. It'll last a while. But we need to take the word beyond our emotion and feed it down our spirits. Let it become alive on the inside of us. That word will talk to us. That word will be stronger and clear and louder than anything else, any other voice around you. Are you hearing me? All right. So, here we go. Here we go. If you guys would put up Romans chapter 10, verse 8, I want to get to, Last time I was here, I talked about faith. Now faith is. And I read several scriptures, and that came from the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Now faith is the substance of what things hoped for, evidence of things not seen, right? And we found out that faith, hope is future, faith is present tense, and faith is what? Substance, and faith is evidence, right? And we found out that God gave us what? The God kind of faith. Jesus said, have faith in God, have the God kind of faith. And God gave us his faith, same identical faith that he had. He gave us a measure. He gave us the faith. He said, have faith in God, didn't he say it? Have faith in God. And you could say it like this, have the faith of God. Why? Because we are sons of God, daughters of God, children of God, right? So he said, have faith in God. Then, Romans 8, what did I tell you? Romans 8, yeah. Romans 10:8. Romans 10:8 says this, but what says it? So we found out faith is something that you can get in your possession. Like I can take this in my hand. Well, faith is something that's real. You can take possession of it. So Romans 10:8 says, but what says it? Oh, but and if you feed on this, little by little you get it. And I'm going to say some things later on. And proof as, but what says it? The word is where? What do you mean? It's right here. I got it right here in front of me. It's near me. And it go on to say, even where? Even if I say God loves you, what happened? That word was in my mouth. Right? Do God love you? Is that the Bible? God is your healer. Is that is in your mouth? God will supply all your need. Is that in your mouth? Well, did that come out of my mouth? That word, if it hadn't been in my mouth, you couldn't have heard it. Greater is he that's in you than he that is where? That word is where? In my mouth. And in thy heart. How does it get in my heart? All right. Look down to the next verse. Notice it said that is the word of faith which we preach. That's kind of, that's how did the word get in my heart? It's in my mouth, in my heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if, notice it's on you now. It's on you. That if you don't, then it won't. That if, it's on you. That if thou shalt say, confess. Confess means to say. If thou shalt do what? Confess. With thy mouth. What? The Lord Jesus.